Right now, I guess it is time for us to take a look at that tri-state forecast. Pat will be back tomorrow. We have Anthony J. in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. Great to be back. How are you?
Good. Have you had a good weekend so far?
Yeah, it has been good, and the weather was great. Even down here on where I am in Long Island, and but the rain has moved in to areas to your south, and I'm watching that rain as it's going to move across, try to move across the area today. But it's really going to be more towards the south that sees the rain, maybe dry for all day long across Poughkeepsie and across the northern areas. But rain definitely tonight, and lasting into part of Tuesday.
All right. How much rain? Is it going to be a lot of rain? Is it going to be heavy rain? Is it going to be like an inch of rain, a half inch of rain?
Yeah, this is part of that old Hurricane Delta. And I'd say, well, the heaviest, again, to the south could see over a quarter of an inch today and tonight. But to the north, may not be more than just a trace of precip until tonight. But altogether, we could see around a half inch to near an inch between now and Tuesday night.
And it's going to stay cool when it's, you know, like in the 50s, right?
Yeah. So, you know, you head outside and it feels, you know, that fall dampness is finally here. So we're just going to be in the mid to upper 50s today and low 50s tonight. But tomorrow it'll already start to trend warmer as this cloudy mess moves away. And I think temps will actually be above average again towards the end of the week.
And do you think it'll hold through the weekend, next weekend, or is that too far out to look at?
It's a little bit farther, but right now it looks like it's going to be just a little chilly for the first part of this coming weekend, Saturday, but dry and then sunny and warmer, hopefully on Sunday. Might have some frosty conditions Saturday morning.
Oh, gosh, frosty conditions. I don't
frost
know.
On the pumpkin.
I miss the summer already. I miss it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I look out the window and I see all the leaves and it seems like we never really had a summer, even though we did. You know what I mean? And now we're going to the winter time and we're not really going to have a winter like we normally would expect. Even though one of our underwriters, Mohawk Mountain Ski Area, which is in Cornwall, they've started underwriting this year, and yeah. And they've got a great tagline, Mohawk Mountain, social distancing since 1947, meaning, of course, out on a ski slope, you can socially be distant. You've got goggles, you're all covered up, you don't have to be next to somebody. So it's nice to see that a business is going to try to fight through this and say, hey, maybe inside our lodge isn't going to be the same. But you come, you get your skis, you're outside, you're exercising, and you're socially distanced. So it was kind of nice to see that pop up in copy from them. You know, not trying to hide that there's COVID-19 still out there, but saying, hey, this is how we're going to deal with it. You know, you're going to be outside skiing. So it was kind of nice to see that. All right, so now what do you have plans for? You have any special plans for today after you finish the weather in the morning, like going out and celebrating Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day?
Well, yeah, today I think it's going to be a wet day down here. So I got to see some friends and family over the weekend. So maybe just kind of hang low for, you know, this holiday that, you know, where it's not a normal Monday.
All right. Well, I tell you, I don't know what to say. You know, I can't watch football this year because the Giants are so bad, and of course the Jets are terrible. It's just I don't know. So I watch a lot of movies. I think I'm going to become a movie critic.
Oh, good. Yeah, I used to write little movie reviews.
I'm going to just become a movie critic, and now I do things because I can do it because you watch them either on Netflix or on Prime or whatever. You can actually vote how you like the movie and give it a star, which is nice. So I've been doing that practice now and rating different movies.
Yeah, I like writing reviews.
So instead of being a sports fan and stuff like that, I'm not watching the news. I watch movies. So I have become Marshall Miles theater film critic. Film critic. That's what I've become.
Pretty good.
All right, and you can become Anthony J. Weather critic.
Yeah, I like writing reviews of movies and stuff like that.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good week.
As well.
I want you to have a good week. Enjoy the rest of your day. And whenever Pat's not around, we'll speak to you then.
Definitely, Marshall. Yes. Yeah, great to be back today.
All right. Take care, Anthony.
Take care.
That's Anthony Jay in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.